It's time for Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM, brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Paston Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now to the court, here's Don White with the call.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bresnan Arena on the campus of MSU Mankato. I'm Don White, along with Dale Kuyoff, getting set for the South Subsection Final. Your Blue Jays and the Knights of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. By the way, we do know one of the characters that will finish out this play, the Belle Plaine Tigers. They upended Glencoe Silver Lake 72-57 in the North Half Final. So we know one of the characters, and in a few minutes, we're going to find out who the other character is, and it should be a lot of fun. Well, let's look at how we've gotten to this point. The Jays with wins over Blue Earth area. Then they knocked off Janesville Waldorf Pemberton in a kind of a rugged affair, 74-52. That was an interesting ball game for the Jays. They trailed by 15 in the first half. They were just absolutely discombobulated in every way. Then they rallied. After trailing by 15, they cut it to 6 at half, and then they outscored JWP 44-16 in the second half. Demarius was off the charts ridiculous, especially the second half. He had 25 on the night, and he had to have, I think, 8 steals. Duran had 24, Holscher had 13, and the Jays were 10 of 11 from the free throw line, very important at tourney time. JWP, by the way, they made 5 shots total in the second half. 5, shot 36% in the Jays, forced 22 turnovers. So that is how they got to this point of facing Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And we bring in Dale Kuyoff, and well, what are some of your impressions of how we've gotten to this point?
Well, we've started very slow both games, and we've luckily come back in the second half. I don't think they can do that tonight, Don. This Lake Crystal team is too good, and I don't think if you dig a big hole that you're going to be able to come out of it.
Yeah, that's probably true. The Jays 18-10 coming into this year, and you and I both said, you know, it's been a pretty good year, but, you know, it hasn't been a off the charts great year. But then you look up at the board and they got 18 wins. I mean, I think what this team has done, Coug, I think is overcome, because you and I know the first half of this basketball season, they never had the same starting five or the starting five that they actually wanted on the floor. They've only had that continuity for about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And took some losses probably that they didn't plan on having they probably wouldn't have had with a full squad. But, you know, part of the game, you just got to work through that. And luckily, we've got everybody back now at tourney time.
Well, it's interesting, Coug. We have played everybody that was in the Final Four. We lost to Glencoe Silver Lake by 8. Lost to the team we played tonight, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, by 14. And we lost to Belle Plaine by 1. So we've played everybody in the section, and for the most part, we played them, you know, pretty tough, and I think that helps when you get down to right here.
Yeah, Lake Crystal is the definite favorite, and talking with Seth, it was a close first half, and then he said it just seemed like we could never get a shot off the second half, and that's what they're facing tonight. They've got to have some ball movement, because Lake Crystal is just an excellent defensive team, and you aren't going to get a lot of open shots.
No, you're not. Well, we look at this kind of this year as a whole, Coug. This is a team in Waseca that, you know, I mean, there's times when they look so good they can just run you off the court. And then there's times where they just look disconnected, which is what we saw at the first half of JWP. But, you know, what are some of your overall impressions, you know, of this squad and what they bring to the table and what they have to do extremely well tonight?
Well, I think they'll have to shoot well. And they can be an outstanding team. They got 5 guys that can drain 3-pointers without thinking twice about it. I think the 18 wins is pretty good when you we just do not get anything in the middle.
No.
The only thing we get in the paint is when the Russell boys take it to the hole on a drive. We have nothing where we try to jam it into our post and get something that way. So you're playing, you know, pretty much just a perimeter game. There's nothing you're going to jam it inside with, and this is going to be a tough, tough team to get open threes. We've got, like I said, we got five guys that can knock down threes, and when they're hitting threes, we're an awesome-looking team, which probably most teams are when you're knocking down threes.
Yeah. But,
you know, like we always say, live by the three, die by the three, and if you aren't knocking them down, then it's going to be a tough time.
They beat Blue Earth Area 92-53, slow start. They beat JWP 74-50, foot two, slow start. And I agree with you. Slow start tonight will spell doom. I just don't. This team doesn't beat themselves, so coming back will be very difficult. Now, I had an award-winning interview with head coach Seth Anderson, but my recorder, Coog, my old trusty recorder that I've used for everything for years, it malfunctioned. So
all we can say is you have claimed it was an award-winning interview, and there's no proof of that.
That's probably true. But Seth did say, you know, it was... It took the Jays a while against JWP, said, to get our footing. And he said, once we got our footing, we started to feel comfortable. And we started, you know, we played with much more confidence and energy. That's really kind of what he said. But he also said that, you know what, there's no time to find your footing against the Knights. So I thought that was a very good way to put it. And, you know, do we have the guys, Coog, on the floor that if we don't have our footing early on, that can hold it together and just keep us within sight?
Well, we know that'll be the Russell boys that'll have to hold us together, and we're going to have both of them score tonight, I think. Lake Crystal is such a tough matchup because there's no rest on either end of the court.
Yeah.
They're so good defensively, you've got to work so hard to get shots, and then you come back the other way, and all five of their starters can score.
Yeah.
They don't rely on anyone to have to score 25.
Yeah.
You know, most of their games, you'll see four guys in double figures between 10 and 13, 15 points. They don't have any big scorers that they need, and that's what's tough. You got to play defense on everybody. You can't help out because you leave a guy open. They've got five guys that can knock it down. So the Jays, no doubt about it, are going to need a real super effort tonight to pull this out.
Well, we'll talk about the Knights in just a moment. Let's take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, back at Bresnan Arena in Mankato, the Taylor Center. Don Wydale Kuyath getting set for your Jays and Lake Crystal Walk Memorial. Well, you look at the Knights, they had a 22-4 regular season record. Their losses, Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta. They lost to New Ulm by 20. They lost to Breck by 21. And then they lost to Norwood Young America by a point. They have dismantled their opponents at tournament time. They beat NRHEG 99-58, and they beat Maple River 73-41. Now, this is a team that just wins. Let's look at their last 3 years, Coop. They were 22-7 a couple of years ago, lost to Maple River in the finals. Last year, 27-2, and lost to Maple River in the finals. And then this year, they slayed their dragon by just absolutely taking apart Maple River And now they're 24-4. Now, my math isn't great, but I believe that's 73 wins over the last 3 years. I mean, that Coug, that's just not a good team. That's a program.
That is excellent, and they've been in this situation the past few years, so they're not going to be overcome by being in the championship game with a big crowd in a different arena, because they've been here.
A lot.
They know this, and these five, they start five seniors, I think, which have all been there last year against Maple River, so they should be ready for this game. This is their year. I'm sure they've been pointing for this year, and next year they'll probably have to start over, but, you got the senior crew. This is what you want to take advantage of if you're Lake Crystal.
And here's a scary stat. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial is 10-0 on the road this year. The road. That's pretty darn good. And, to me, Coug, what separates them is their ball movement. Every pass they make has a purpose. It's deliberate. And it's to set up the next pass and the next pass. And their ball movement, they're as efficient a ball movement team as I've seen. They're just, they're not big. They're not overly supremely athletic, but they're good. But their ball movement, Coug, and the fact that they're smart and they don't make mistakes, that's what makes them so hard to beat. So how do you counteract a team that is so efficient moving the basketball?
Well, if you're going to play man-to-man, you've got to kind of almost say, forget helping out, stay with your man, because all five of them can shoot and score. So if you drop off to help out, they're going to find the open man, and he's going to knock it down. So, and I don't know, maybe Seth will come out in the zone. We don't know that for sure, but I think we would have a hard time playing a man-to-man just because of Brockman. That'll be a real challenge for us.
Yeah. As we mentioned opening the broadcast, one of the finalists has been crowned. Belle Plaine beat Glencoe Silver Lake 72-57. It was interesting. I think Glencoe Silver Lake went on like a 14 or 16-4 run, and they took a lead, and then Belle Plaine just took over after that and moves on. So the number one seed in the upper half is in the finals, and we'll see if the Jays can upend the number one seed here in the semis in the South subsection. What do you think, Coug, about different floor? Do you think it's a big deal? I think both sets of kids have played here. What do you think?
You have, but it's still different. And of course, tournament time, there's always bigger crowds. The number one thing is you don't have a wall behind the basket, so hopefully you figure that out when you're warming up. But, it's different. This is a great place to play. I mean, if you're a player, you got to be thrilled at this playing on this floor. Great place to watch a game. They're not a bad seat in the house. You got to be excited if you get this far and can play on this floor.
And, by the way, this floor is going to be busy next week, and when they have the big tournament here.
Yep. MSU Mankato has got to host, or gets to host,
their regional,
the central regional action, which is eight teams here, and about 3 days they play. And
and they're the one seed.
MSU is number one seed.
And by the way, led by?
The Willingham boys.
A couple of Waseca fellas themselves, Kyrie and Malik Willingham. So a lot of Waseca ties floating through this arena here tonight. So this will be fun, Coug. If I tell you what, if we can just keep this thing in range here early on, and you got to make the Knights sweat a little bit. You really
do.
They haven't had to very much, and you really got to make them. You got to make them work. You got to make them sweat a little bit, and you just don't beat yourself.
Right.
Just don't beat yourself.
So, because they won't.
No. So what do you think they're going to do defensively? They saw the Russells. They know what we like to do. What do you think?
I think they'll play man-to-man. I've seen them a couple times, and they've always played man-to-man. But they'll help out if the Russells get to the hoop. You can bet they'll stop the ball like we don't do often.
Yeah.
So, like I say, you just got to keep moving the ball, and you got to keep moving because they're going to be on you.
You are not wrong. I think we're going to have some an award of some kind here. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
an old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street and go Jays! Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
Back at Bresnan Arena, Taylor Center on the campus of MSU, getting set for the 2AA South subsection final, your Jays and the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Knights. Should be a good one. We got a pretty good crowd on hand, and both teams, you know, travel very well. We've talked about the Jays quite often, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, we know, Coug, they travel very well, their fan base, so it should be good and loud, and a team that can get going early should have a real good fan base behind them, which should be a lot of fun. Well, let's run through some starting lineups. First of all, for your Blue Jays, one change in the starting lineup from last game. So it will be that change, Jacob Thompson. Jake, who comes in averaging about 3 points per game. Jacob is a 6'2" senior. Duran Russell. He is a 6 foot sophomore, Duran, averaging about 16 per game. Laird Keaton, 6'2" senior, Laird on the air, averaging about 12 per game. Zach Holscher, he is a 6'1" senior, Zach on the year. He averages about 10 per game. And rounding it out is Demarius Russell, who was just so incredible the other night in that win over JWP. Demarius, 6 foot junior, Demarius averages about 15 points per game. Head coach for your Blue Jays, as he's been the man at the helm for a while, Seth Anderson, head coach of your Jays. For the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Knights, 6'4" senior Jack Brockman, and this is the guy that really runs the show for this team offensively and defensively. 6'2" senior Ethan Anderson. 6 foot senior Jameis Ullman. 5'10" senior Mason Anderson. And 6 foot senior Ethan Weems. Head coach Logan Manska of the Knights of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And one thing you notice in that starting lineup, Coug, all seniors. They have been part of, like I said, 3 or 4 wins over the last 3 years. Whereas the Jays, you have a couple of underclassmen. In fact, you have 3 of them in your starting 5. So a bit of a difference there as far as experience is concerned. Well, give me your keys. Make them good.
Well, number one, you got to take care of the ball. This is a team that will not probably make mistakes when they have the ball, and they're a very good defensive team. We have to take care of the ball and work to get a shot off every time. We can't have series where we don't even get a shot off, because we're going to need all the points tonight. Number two, we've got to keep them off the offensive board. We saw against Maple River that they got a lot of offensive rebounds and put right back in. We can't allow that. And number three, I think, Don, we're a big underdog tonight. I think we got to really shoot the ball well from the outside to stay in this game.
Yeah, I would agree. On all, definitely on all counts. And you know, I'm going to add a fourth key to that, the first 5 minutes of this basketball game. If we look up at the scoreboard, Coug, and it's 17-5.
Yeah, we're in big trouble.
We're in deep, deep trouble. If you look up at the scoreboard and it's 17-16, yep, I think we have them right where we want them, because, yep, you know, that's the kind of game that we can be very dangerous.
Right.
I agree. And, you know, we talk about how really, really good the Knights are. And they can be so good. But I'll tell you what, I still think Coach Logan Manska sat up the last couple of nights studying film of the Russells going,
how
in the heck do I stop these two? Don't you think?
No doubt about it. We haven't seen anyone that can stop the Russells yet. They can take the ball and get to the hoop, and I expect that to continue tonight.
Well, it's going to have to be, and I'll tell you what, poise is going to be a big part of the equation.
No doubt about it.
Because the Knights are going to come out, they're going to hit some shots. Do you have the poise to, to remain calm and just stay with your game?
Yep.
And, you know, and not try to go 1-on-4 or that type of stuff. So we'll see. And, you know, they are kids all the way around. There's got to be butterflies a cooking. Especially, you would think, especially for the Knights, because they're so senior loaded, they know this is it.
Exactly.
If we lose, we're done.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the Jays players, they got some time left. So, you know, maybe a bit more urgency. We'll see. Running their starting lineups right now. And we're just about set to go. The Jays are going to be in their whites uniforms with the blue numerals, gold trim. And the Knights of Lake Cristowalka Memorial will be in their royal blues with white numerals and trim. The winner of this one plays Thursday at 8 o'clock against Belle Plaine, who won 72-57 earlier, as we talked about, over a pretty good Glencoe Silver Lake team. All right, both teams' final huddles, both coaches' final instructions. And we are about set to go. Don White, Dale Kuyoff, Jays basketball on Crew 92.1 FM and Crew92.com. You can listen back to any one of the broadcasts from fall or winter on Crew92.com under Waseca Sports.
Jack Brockman, a 6'4 senior, number two, will be the toughest test, I think, for the Jays. He's 6'4. He brings the ball up the court a lot. He can shoot outside. They post him up. He can play any place.
And he directs their defense.
Yep.
Tap is controlled by the Jays. Holscher has it, and he'll hand it off to Duran, just underway here in Mankato. Right wing, Demarius.
Lake
Demarius.
Still man to man.
Yeah, like you thought, Duke. Surveys Demarius. Spin move. Demarius to the paint. Lays it up. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Lake Cristowalka Memorial's Ethan Anderson. Anderson going coast to coast. Anderson too hard off the glass. Rebound Jays. Here comes Demarius. Long pass to Keaton. Keaton couldn't get a handle on it. Not smart, Krug, in the first turnover on the Jays.
Nope. You want to get a shot every time down the court.
So both teams missed their first one. And here comes the Knights, Mason Anderson and Ethan Anderson. And Mason out on the wing gets it to Brockman. He'll go baseline. Brockman into the corner. Shot fired up. Three ball from the corner. No good. Rebound grab by Duran. That shot was fired up by Ethan Weens. Left wing to Duran. Duran, he'll go baseline. Duran to the rim. Shot blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot a couple. And right there, Coog. You know, I know the Knights have seen a lot of guys. They have not seen, I don't think, Demarius and Duran together. Because when we played them, I don't know, both of them were extremely healthy. So Duran, he's about 63% of the charity stripe. Russell, first offering for the Jays. And Duran draws first blood, 1-0 Waseca.
Jays were also in a man-to-man to start, and it'll be interesting to see how long they stay in that.
Duran, second offering. And he knocks them both down. By the way, Cook, he was, 9 for 9 from the free throw line against JWP, or 8 for 8. He was tremendous. 2-0 Jays. Left wing with it. This is Anderson.
They start out with Keaton guarding Brockman.
So they'll go low post to Brockman working on Holscher. That's not a good matchup. And Brockman just backs him in and banks it in.
Because the Jays switch on every screen, so it really doesn't matter who's on him at the start.
Here goes Demarius. He'll penetrate. Demarius floating. Shot blocked by Brockman. The left-handed shot. Rebound Brockman quickly down court to Anderson. Top of the circle with the basketball. With his Weens. Weens will hand it off to Brockman. Brockman in the corner. Anderson. Ball is tipped. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched, actually, by Lake Crystal. I think it was Ullman who last touched it. Over there in the corner Full court pressure. Thompson will inbound. Gets it into Duran. Little token full court pressure. Back to Demarius. Very hard to press these two guys.
Yeah, I think the only purpose that is for is hopefully tire them out a little.
Ween's working on Demarius. Here's Duran. He'll penetrate. Swoops in. Finger roll. No good. Rebound. Put back Thompson. That no good. And Brockman will grab the next board. Up court comes the Knights. On the wing. Three ball fired up way off the mark. Rebound grab by Ullman. Ullman baseline to Anderson. And now Brockman at 6'4". He plays the point quite a bit. Left wing wide open is Anderson. Kuglia can't leave him that open, nope. And they miss. Jays are getting a break because the Knights are not starting out shooting that well. Still knotted up at two. Demarius right wing. Keaton, he'll fire up a three. That one halfway down, no good. Rebound is going to be grabbed by Ethan Anderson, and a whistle blows after the miss. Thompson will pick up the foul, his first, team's first. The Jays Cougs have started out 0-6.
And luckily Lake Crystal's not shooting much
better. No, they've started out 1-5, so not great. Anderson, now they'll feed it cross court, going penetration. Ullman feeds it back to Weens, and he'll fire up a three and knock it down. Ethan Weens makes it 5-2. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Demarius across the timeline, hands it to Duran. 15 minutes to go in the half, 5-2 Knights. Here goes Keaton into the corner. Holscher had to pass up the three. Good defense that time by Ullman. Demarius, top of the circle. Demarius, pull up 15. No, weak side rebound. Grabbed by, actually tipped by Thompson. And I think Brockman ended up with the rebound. A whistle blows after the control by Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And Thompson, who quickly with two fouls. And Jake has been really good on the glass, and they're going to have to quickly bring in Carson Onstead.
I'm sure they wanted him in that lineup because they know he's a physical player, and yes, he'll get in there and muscle with them.
Yeah, he will. With the basketball, Mason Anderson. Mason Anderson to Ullman. Ullman, free throw line. Brockman. Brockman, he'll put it on the floor. Brockman dumps it off underneath. Shot no good. Rebound putback is good, though, by Jameis Ullman. He gets two shots, makes one, 7-2, Knights. Jay's got to get some offense cooking. Here's Demarius on the floor. Demarius picks up the dribble. Not much there. Out on the wing, Onstead. He'll penetrate. Onstead steps through all the way to the glass, lays it in. Carson Onstead, really nifty move. Spins it off the glass, 7-4. Brockman pushed off. Wow, got away with one. Fires up a three, no good. Keaton. How did he miss that push? He extended the arm. 7-4, and Coach Anderson was all over that.
Seth didn't miss it.
No, nope, here's Duran. He'll penetrate. Steps through. Left-hand layup got it. Duran Russell, strong move with the left hand.
And he does not show any tournament jitterness,
no,
does he?
Not for a sophomore, does he? Here's Weens. Couple of crossovers. Hands it back with the basketball. Ethan Anderson. Anderson, now Weens. Into the corner, Brockman. He'll go baseline, steps around a defender, fires it out of the wing. Anderson, three ball, no. Weak side board is grabbed by, it's going to be actually touch, last touch by Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Holscher, actually it was Onstead and Ullman both touched it. Cougar, they say last touched by the Knights. Ethan Hiller will come in, and he had a really good defensive game. A couple of them in this tournament. Holscher will check out.
Onstead has a great knack of getting into the game and scoring right away, doesn't he?
Kind of does. Here comes Demarius, works up the left sideline. Demarius crossed the timeline. Bounce pass to Ron, top of the circle. He'll put it on the floor. Duran off the window, got it. Oh, boy. Duran Russell, one step, and he's gone in a whisper. Cool, 8-7. Jays take the lead. Here's Brockman. Brockman now cross court to Anderson. They'll feed low post to Brockman. Brockman penetrates. Strong move. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped and grabbed by the Knights. Here's a pass picked off by Demarius. Russell, he's going to go one-on-one. Floats in. Hits the shot. Good. Off of the turnover. Demarius with the bucket. Jays lead 10-7. And Coog, that's what they have to do. New man in the game, 5'11", sophomore Chandler Gingler. And let's see, also in the ball game is Jack Goringer, 5'8", sophomore. Low post feed, Gengler. Gengler in the paint, double team. Out of the wing now, Gorringer. Anderson will penetrate. Anderson is stripped from behind, stolen away. Up court come the Jays. Beautiful job. I think that was Hiller. Stripped him. Jays lead 10-7. Here's Hiller, cross court to Marius. Demarius, left wing, Keaton. He'll penetrate Keaton in the corner. Onstead, three ball, got it! Back! Carson Onstead and the Jays, 13-7. Cool, they've ripped off, what, 11 in a row?
Needed a good start, and they have got that.
Boy, they are playing. They forced a couple of turnovers. Jays lead 13-7. Right wing, Brockman. He'll hand it off to Ullman. Now Anderson puts it on the floor, picks up the dribble, bounce pass to Ullman, couple of head fakes, left hand layup, good. That was really nice by Ullman. 13-9. Don White, Dale Kuyath on Crew 92.1 FM, crew92.com. Onstead, now Demarius, 11:25 to go, first half. Keaton puts it on the floor, he'll go to the rim, lays it in. Coon, they're having a hard time with this, putting the ball on the floor, penetration. The Jays have, like you said, three or four guys that can put it on the floor and score, and they're doing it. Brockman hands the basketball to Gengler. Gengler, couple of dribbles, picks it up, back to Anderson, corner now. This is Ullman. Ullman working on Onstead. Oh, good defense by Onstead. In the corner, Gengler. He'll penetrate. Gengler picks up the dribble, fade away in the paint, got it.
That's all right. That was good defense. Yeah. That was a tough shot.
Nicely done. Oh, 15-11. Jays on top. 10:40 to go in the half. In the corner, Hiller. Passed up a shot. Now Duran. Duran will try to split a double team. Picks up the dribble to Onstead. Three ball straight away. Brad. Whoa, Carson Onstead. Look out, Coog, if he gets cooking. 18-11 Jays. And remember we talked about Coog? You got to make Lake Crystal sweat a little bit. They're doing it right now. Anderson, that is Mason Anderson. Now Brockman, he'll feed it to Gorringer, shot blocked. Shot blocked, Jays come the other way. Duran, cross the timeline. Right wing, Keaton, corner, three ball, Onstead, no. Weak side board is grabbed by Brockman, but he's fouled heavily from behind by Demarius. Well, I'll tell you what, Coog, the Jays have come out and just playing them nose to nose. What do you think so far?
I like what I've seen so far. They're taking the ball to the hoop right at them, and they're knocking down some outside shots. And we said they're going to have to probably shoot the ball real well tonight.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Weens came back in the ball game. Anderson took a break. Ullman will bring it up for the Knights. 24-4, Lake Crystal Walk Memorial. Your Jays 18-10. With it is Gengler. Nope, check that. That was Gorringer. Weens. Free throw line. Weens picked up the dribble. Nothing there. Back to Brockman. He'll penetrate. Cut off nicely by Keaton. Back now to Weens. Crossover in the paint. Weens in the corner for Anderson. Anderson tries to penetrate. Demarius picked his pocket. Down court to Demarius. Pass to Holscher. Lays it in. Oh, baby. And a timeout called as the Jays have erupted.
What a start.
20-11 timeout. We'll be back in 30 with Seca Blue Jay basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC. A registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
Welcome back. Well, Coog, this game was 7-2. The Jays have gone on an 18-4 run. They forced three turnovers. They're hitting shots. They're getting to the rim. With the basketball, that was Gorringer. Oh, boy, Brockman, beautiful feet underneath to a wide-open Ullman. He lays it in, 20-13. How did he get that open?
They picked on the opposite side of the ball, and the Jays got picked clean.
Demarius Duran, left elbow. shot up, no. Rebound comes down to the Knights. That's Anderson, Ethan Anderson. Now Mason, nope, that's Weens. Back to Anderson, Goringer, top of the circle, Brockman, into the corner. With the basketball, Ullman, no-look pass corner for Goringer. Three ball, that one off the back iron, no good. Rebound grabbed Onstead. He'll outlet to Demarius, works it across the timeline, 8.5 to go in the half. Jays up 20-13, ball loose, stolen. Turnover, here comes Brockman, up court to Ullman. Ullman leading the break, missed it. Brockman missed the follow-up, but the second follow-up he got. Nice work by Brockman, 20-15. Knights crawling back in. Duran, he'll work to the top of the circle. 8:10 to go. Duran into the paint, picks up the dribble, back to Holscher. Holscher, cross court pass, Onstead. Onstead, couple of head fakes, leans in, gets a shot blocked by Brockman. Bad shot. Up court comes Ween, steps around a defender. He'll find Ullman, he'll go baseline, bounce pass Brockman. Brockman spins, shot up, no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot a pair. Last two possessions, Coug Jays, not real discipline.
Well, you've seen the Lake Crystal defense tighten up now. And offensively, they really want to get the ball to the hoop. We may see a zone later on in this game to cut off that inside.
Well, that's a fourth team foul on the Jays. Thompson, who has two of them, going to come back in. Brockman hits the free throw. And in for the Knights, Mason Anderson and also Gengler. The Jays, Thompson, as we mentioned, into the ballgame. Brockman got them both, and it's 20-17. Demarius, some token pressure to Duran. Now cross-court, Holscher. Holscher finds Hiller sideline. Hiller back to Duran, and the Jays will set the offense. 7:35 to go in the half. Donway, Dale Kuyas, subsection final here in the south half. Thompson baseline, corner Hiller. Demarius, head fake, Demarius. Duran, he'll penetrate. Demont steps through, fadeaway off the glass. No, Thompson the rebound. Nice pass to Hiller and gets a shot blocked, but he's fouled. And right there, Cougar, I'd like seeing Thompson go right back
up. Powered up, yep. Lake Crystal has switched to his own, Don. And yep. I've seen him a couple times this year. They've never played zone, so... Credit to the Jays. They forced him out of the man-to-man.
Yeah, they have. Hiller, about 53% at the line. First free throw, no. So the Jays, Coug, have gone on a bit of a scoring drought. Robran will come in. Holscher will take a break. And there's a guy in Holscher, Coug. We got to get that guy some looks.
Yep, but you see they've scouted us because the ball goes to the corner and they're all over him. They know how quick he can get that shot off.
Well, Hiller got that one, so he stems the tide. 21-17 Jays. 7:19 to go here in the first half. Been a good one. And cool, these are two really pretty good, pretty well-matched teams.
You bet.
Goringer, Mason Anderson, now Ethan Anderson.
Jays in his own, Dan.
Yeah, here's Ullman. He'll spin. Ullman on the wing. Ethan Anderson to for three. No. Weak side board, Hiller. Nice job by Hiller. He elevated. Quickly up court to Duran, running the floor. Duran to the hoop. Shot blocked. Boy, that was a nice defensive effort. I think that was Ethan Anderson. He got a lot of ball, but he got a lot of body.
I think Lake Crystal also might be a little surprised that the Jays are running this much against them.
But that's what the Jays
want to
do.
Yeah, the Jays are better when they run.
Oh, yeah. So Duran will step to the line. About 63%, the sophomore. And the first one way short. He kind of short-armed that one. Laird Keaton will come in, and Thompson will take a break. And I think we have a Ethan Anderson. Looks like he's looking at a knuckle or a hand or something. They quickly bring Brockman back in, and Anderson takes a quick break. Good one so far, 21-17, your Jays. Tell you what, Coug, they showed up to play tonight right out of the gate. And here's the sophomore, Russell. He'll try to get the second one. And that one he buries. So Duran 3-for-4 from the charity stripe, 6:50 to go. Jays lead by 5. Mason Anderson, right sideline, hands to Brockman. Brockman, free throw line, Anderson. Now Ullman, he'll try to go baseline, cut off by Duran. Corner, Ullman, baseline, steps around defender, lost the ball. They're going to say knocked out of bounds by Robrand. He stepped in and I think reached in and did get a piece of the ball. It still will be a Knight ball. Knights out of the Valley Conference where they went unbeaten. Now finally inbound, way out top to Weems. 6.5 to go in the half. Weems, he'll find Ullman. Ullman, free throw line. Ullman, couple of dribbles, picks it up, fires out on the wing. Goringer, he'll penetrate around two defenders. Missed the little scoop layup. Rebound, Duran. Up court, Demarius, left sideline. Jays with the lead in the ball. Demarius, pull up, long three. Caught it! Yeah, Demarius, feeling it. Jays, 25-17 lead, spins back to 8. Weems, wraparound pass. Ullman, corner, three ball. Goringer to answer, no. Rebound, Robrand had position and got fouled. Shot no good, and they're going to call a reach around foul on Ullman. That'll be his second, team's fourth. Now both teams, Coug, have four team fouls.
Which is good. You hate to see a game come down to a free throw shooting contest. And
well,
they're letting them play unless it's an obvious foul.
To do is harken back to that game we called where there were 62 free throws. 62! You and I about had enough by the end of that night. Duran left wing.
2-3 zone by the Knights.
And that's impressive, Coug, that they force the Knights into a defense they don't play very much. You hit it right on the head. Demarius, he'll penetrate. Corner, three ball, Onstead. Yes! Cash money, Carson Onstead. He's got three of them. 28-17, biggest lead of the night. Balloons to 11 for the Jays. Brockman.
Jay's also in a 2-3 right now.
Mason Anderson, right wing to Brockman. He'll penetrate, cut off a double team. Fires it out top, and that's going to be a turnover. The fourth turnover. And Coug, you know that ball movement we talked about? The Jays have completely disrupted it.
I actually like them going to a zone, Don, because I think they're a tough team to play man-to-man because they like to back you right into the point paint.
Well, the fourth turnover forced by the Jays. Jays with an 11-point lead. Demarius hands to Duran, and Duran took a shuffle step. Third turnover on the Jays. Lead is 11, biggest of the night. And right now, Coug, they're doing a great job, I think, on Brockman. He gets the ball, and they're double-teaming him on the baseline. Yep. They are making him work so hard. Weems, Mason Anderson. Left wing Brockman, Ethan Anderson. Mason Anderson penetrates. Nobody picked him up, and he just went right to the hoop. Finger rolled right in the front of the rim. Shot was good, and they're going to say he got fouled. So Laird will pick up the foul, his first, team's fifth. And Anderson heads to the line to cut it to 8.
Jays have had that problem all year, Don. Picking guys up, going to the hoop. You got to stop the ball first.
And they did not that time. New lead by 9. And missed the free throw. Rebound, Jays. That's it. Boy, Coug, I didn't see him miss a free throw the other night. 28-19. Jays with a good lead. They are playing terrific basketball. And like I said, they showed up right out of the gate tonight. Inspired effort so far. Nice pass. Onstead to Hiller. Back out of the wing. Duran, three ball. Keaton, three ball. No. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Laird. Got the long rebound, Demarius right side. Demarius pull up over a defender. That one halfway down, no good. Rebound, Brockman. I like the shot. Long baseball pass down court to Weems. His pass stolen by Demarius. Demarius, he'll go the other way. Left hand, lays it in.
Boy, those two Russell boys anticipate passes so well.
And actually, that was with the right hand on the left-hand side of the rim. 30-19 Jays. And right now, Coug, the Knights are just kind of stunned. Remember, these teams played earlier, and the Knights won by 14. But remember, the Jays were not at 100% that night. They are tonight. Here's a three ball. Weems, that one good.
Ethan Weems, the three.
Ethan Weems, his second three, and it's 20-30-22. Demarius working top of the circle, hands it to Duran. Duran, right wing, now Keaton. He'll penetrate. Keaton muscling his way. Back out of the way, Hiller. Now Duran, Honstead, head fake. Honstead to the hoop, lays it in. Wow. Got the step on the defender. And Carson Honstead, instant offense, 32-22 lead, back to 10. Cougar, I don't think the Knights ever expected this kind of first step off
going
power.
To the hoop like this. I'm sure not.
But you can't practice against it, but they have played the Jays. But again, it was not at full strength. Nice pass into Brockman in the interior. Leans in, missed the shot, got fouled. He'll shoot two.
That's exactly you can't let Brockman have. He wants to break in, get the pass in the paint, and then he's 6'4". He's going to get it up and over anybody we have.
Thompson and Holscher will come back in. Brockman way short. Boy, Cook, this is, I don't know if it's the Jays or if it's some of the Knights, but they just look, they do not look like the same team I saw back on Thursday.
Well, like you say, Don, I'm sure they haven't had this situation many times all year.
And right now the Jays are absolutely everywhere. It's got to look like 6-on-5 at times. And Demarius can play like two guys. 32-23, Russell bounce pass, Russell. Left wing, Russell, pull up, free throw line, steps around a defender, lays it in, wow. Oh my goodness, Goob. There's your ESPN highlight.
A sophomore putting on moves like this, it's that, unbelievable.
It is dumbfounding watching what these guys are doing. Pass in the interior
Thompson.
To Allman, and Thompson fouled him from behind. Coog, there was no reason to make that foul.
Nope. And that's a foolish one, and it's really foolish when you have two on you.
Yep. And Robrand's going to quickly have to come back in. 2:38 to go, 34-23. The Jays have been absolutely tremendous. Tell you, Coog, they are not afraid of anybody, and they have come. They decided to go right at the Knights. And another woefully short free throw by the Knights. 34-23, Jays leading the ball. 2.5 to go half till halftime. Russell, right wing, Onstead. He'll penetrate. Onstead, corner, three ball, Demarius. Yes! His second three. And the Jays push it to 14. 37-23, and Coog, you can just see the confidence. Oh, my goodness, Blue Jays. They have come to Mankato to take care of business. Dorringer to penetrate, bounce pass right into the hands of Onstead. Coog, I don't know where he was throwing that. And they have got the Knights completely out of their
sink.
Comfort zone. Yeah, out of sync. Demarius, another three. Hey, cash, his third three. Timeout Knights. It's 40-23 Jays. How about that? Timeout. We'll be back in 30 with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Well, the Blue Jay faithful that showed up here in Mankato tonight, Coog, they are being treated to a show. The Jays have hit six threes. Demarius with three of them. Onstead with three of them. And Coog, they are coming at the Knights in waves. From left side, right side, up, down, penetration, rebounding. They have absolutely come to prove a point. So far they have. It's 40-23. 17-point Bulls for the Jays.
Like we've always said, Don, when the threes are going down, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
But watching the Blue Jays take Lake Crystal defenders to the hoop and this defense, that's what's been fun to watch.
Well, Coog, we did see a lead evaporate the other night, so this game far from over. Brockman, double team. Mason Anderson, setback three. That, no good. Robrand, the rebound. And Robrand will hand it to Demarius, who hands it to Duran with a 1:25 to go. Coog, I would milk some clock. Duran in the corner for Holscher. Holscher, now Demarius, another one. Oh, my goodness.
No milking tonight, then.
No milking. It's not in their DNA. Chased by 20. Brockman. Ullman, and the Knights are just stunned right now. With the basketball, it is Gorringer. Almost lost it. Anderson ran it down. Ullman, a three. That one no good. Rebound to Marius. 43-23, Jays. 45 seconds to go in the half. Holscher, three. Go! Halfway down. And on the rebound, Robrand picked up the foul as he really hammered Gorringer. And Coog, that's out of the big man. A couple of just... I know you're hustling and trying, but just silly fouls. You're running right through guys' bodies.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just got to realize, I didn't get the rebound. Let's go play defense.
And your favorite, Don. Why would you fall 90 feet away?
I know. I know. But that's about the only thing that the Jays have done wrong tonight. They lead by 20. Here's Gorringer. Free throw, no. And Coog, they can't buy a free throw. They're like 3 of 7. To 43-23. 34
in
the shot clock. Oh, what a pass from Onstad to Robrand. Lets a guy fly by and lays it. Oh, they did call him with the travel. Well, maybe. You know, Coog, you did have that slide step as the guy flew by. So that's the fourth turnover on the Jays. And Robrand missed his chance for his first basket. 30 seconds to go in the half. It has been all Blue Jays. It was 7-2 Lake Cristowalk Memorial. And after that, the onslaught steal by Onstad. Almost stole it. Tipped it right back to Brockman.
Brockman really holds off with that left arm.
Oh, there's Gorringer. His three no good. And the Knights, Mason Anderson, couldn't get a handle on Inoku. He pushes off like a wide receiver.
He's got a Teddy Hammond move. Yep. Whenever he goes to the hoop, that left arm is out, holding people off.
And they never call it. 20-point lead with 8.5 to go in the half. Jays need to just close here, Coog, with a good possession. Demarius will come in, and let's see, Thompson took a break. Here comes Demarius, 5 seconds to go. Russell, 3 seconds. Russell, three. Buzzer, no. And that will end an unbelievable half. Your Blue Jays all over Lake Cristowalka Memorial. The score, 43-23. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes with Seeka Blue Jay basketball.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
Successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Our service spotlight for the month of March is on Community Pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online via the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Well, we're back in Mankato. This is stunning what has happened here in this first half. Jays on top of the number one seeded Lake Crystal Walk Memorial Knights, 43-23. You got to be just shaking your head back there. We are a team that can do this. But it's just stunning.
Yeah.
And you look at the other side, they're completely stunned at what they're watching.
This is a best case scenario for the Jays right now. Just come out and, you know, we're shooting the lights out. We've had some nice plays. I've seen some athleticism out of the boys that I haven't seen in a long time underneath the hoop, making plays. They're showing Euro steps. Look at that basketball knowledge I just threw out there.
For a soccer guy.
Yeah, soccer guy. Come on now. And we're hitting our threes. And we're playing great defense right now, too.
What's the atmosphere like around school? Is it starting to the excitement?
It's starting, yeah. You know, we had kind of a weird situation with the pre-sale, not having school on Friday and then having a full day of school today. So we sold about 300 tickets for the game tonight, which I'm assuming for the next game if we make it out of this one.
That's still a long way to go.
A long way to go, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial is a great team, but I'm assuming it's going to ramp up a little bit here.
Yeah, and we talked about it last time, spring sports.
Yeah, they're going.
They're going. Now.
And outside, all three of our programs have started practice today.
Isn't
softball,
that crazy?
Track and field, and baseball with their arm conditioning period.
Yep.
They were all outside today, so it's absolutely unbelievable. I guess it's supposed to cool off a little bit towards the end of the week, but we might have to make sure we still have those indoor facilities to use. But just a weird, weird winter. But you can't complain about anything about our spring sports being outside. It's been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and lastly, Joe, not to put the cart before the horse, but if the Jays would hold on, when would people find out about ticket information?
If we win, Don, if we win.
And that's an if.
And I don't like to put that out there, but if we win, tickets would go on sale tomorrow morning at the high school at about 8:30.
Okay.
And we'll have them up until 3:30 the day of the game.
Well, wonderful, Joe, and keep yelling loud back there.
I'll try my best.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
You bet. There he is, Activities Director Joe Hedebar. Let's run through the first half. Jays were stupendous. Demarius led the way. He had 16, including four threes, two for Keaton. Russell Duran had 9. Carson Onstead comes off the bench and has 13. 2 for Holscher and 1 for Ethan Hiller. The Jays in that half, Kook, 16 of 31, 51%. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. They turned it over 4 times. For Lake Crystal Walker Memorial, in that first half, they had Brockman, he had 7. Jameis Ullman with 6. 2 for Mason Anderson. 6 for Ethan Weems. And 2 for Charlie Gingler. The Knights were 9 of 26 in the half, 34%. They were 3 of 7 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 6 times to the Jays, 4. Score, 43-23. Coop?
Well, the Jays managed to hold a 17-16 advantage on the boards at halftime. The Jays had just 3 offensive boards but 14 defensive boards. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial had 6 offensive boards, 10 defensive boards. For the Jays individually rebounding in the first half, Demarius Russell led the way with 4 rebounds. Duran had 3 rebounds, 2 apiece for Keaton, Robrand, Thompson, and Onstead, and 1 rebound apiece for Holscher and Hiller. 17-16, the Jays hold a 1 advantage in rebounds.
Well, let's take one more break. We'll come back and get set for the second half. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Seeker Blue Jay Basketball.
an old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street and go Jays!
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contracts required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA.
Back at Taylor Center in Mankato, Bresnan Arena, home of the Mavericks, who are the number one seed in their region. The big tournament coming up, led by the Willingham boys of Waseca. And right now, Coug, another set of kids with the same last name are leading Jays basketball again, as the Russells have been terrific. But I'll tell you what, Onstead's been great. But, you know, Coug, there's a half left to play.
Yep.
And we've seen every kind of lead evaporate from 20, you know, and 10. I mean, you've seen them all. So what do we got to do to not allow that type of scenario to start to unfold?
Well, we have to come out and play like we did at the start of the game and forget that you're ahead by 20, because a 20-point deficit, it's no big deal anymore. Yeah. Done with the three-point play.
Yeah.
That they have now. So you can't, I'd love to see the Jays come down, force a turnover, get a couple buckets, and really show Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial that we're not here to slide. We're going to keep playing hard at you, because we know Lake Crystal can come back.
Well, the Jays came out with supreme confidence. They had great energy. And you put great energy, Coug, and great confidence together, and I'll tell you what, you can move mountains, and they so far they have. 20-point lead, but lots and lots of game left. The Knights don't have 24 wins for nothing. We'll see if the Jays can hold them off. Weems low post feed, Brockman. Brockman spins, Brockman off the glass, shot good and got fouled.
He's so tough down there low.
Yeah. So if you're the Knights, that is the primo way to start. You get a foul, you get a bucket.
Jays were in that 2-3 zone to start the second half. They really got a collapse on him when he gets the ball low.
Yeah, they do. And Brockman missed another free throw. Big rebound by the Knights. That was Ullman. Free ball fired up. Weems way off the mark. Rebound on the ground, and Duran came up with it. Whew. Jays caught a break there. That could have been a five-point possession. 43-25, just underway second half. Bounce pass to Duran, free throw line. Low post, Keaton. Now Demarius, step back, three. Oh! Stop it, young man. He is killing it. Russell with his fifth three. And a pass underneath, thrown away by the Knights. Turnover seven.
And the Knights are back into the man-to-man, and I think the Jays would prefer to see that, because we have two guys that are pretty tough to stop man-to-man.
Well, tonight we have four guys that are getting to the hoop. Demarius, low post feed to Duran. Duran, top of the circle to Holscher. He threw it past the fingertips, and Holscher's going to have to run it down over the timeline. Turnover on the Jays, their fifth. 46-25, we're just underway here in the second half. Demarius Russell has 19, including five threes. Thompson comes in, Coog playing, and Robrenner both in. What do you think of this lineup?
I'll let you know in about 2 minutes.
Brockman around Thompson. Good job. Cuts it off baseline. Feed underneath to Ullman, who lays it in again.
That's Robrand. You just cannot let the guy cut across the lane to the ball. You cut him off.
Great feed by Brockman. 46-27. Demarius crossover out on the wing to Robrand. Almost lost it. Caught it. Back to Duran. Russell will survey. Left wing Demarius. He'll spot for a three. It is raining threes from Demarius. 49-27. They got to be thinking, somebody stop that guy. Good low post feed and wide open
now.
Again.
And our back line's coming out, and they're running a guy deep along the baseline, and nobody's finding him.
And Ethan Anderson cuts it back to 20. Demarius, right wing, Holscher, quick trigger three. That halfway down, and the rebound run down by the Knights. Up quickly to Weems, and Weems will go coast to coast, and he'll lay it in. And it's 49-31. The Knights trying to get themselves back in this thing. Russell across the timeline, left wing Duran.
And they're back in a zone now. Now they're playing a 1-2-2 zone.
Now here's Robrand, free throw line in the corner, Holscher, low post Thompson. Thompson dribbles out, almost lost it, finds Duran. Duran set, three, way off the mark. Holscher rebound, reverse layup. Wow. Nobody saw Zach Holscher, and he finishes. 51-31. Ethan Anderson to Brockman. Brockman in the paint, Weems. Now Ullman to the hoop. Left hand layup, strong move. Banks at home with the left hand and got fouled. Wow. That's Thompson's fourth and the team's second. And that'll put Weems back at the free throw line. Ullman at the free throw line. 51-33. Ullman, and that's good. And it's a 51-34 game, cuts it to 17. And if you're the Knights, Coog, you just want to get it down to like single digits.
Yep.
If you're the Jays, just keep pushing. Here's Onstead, nice feed to Keaton. Out on the wing, Holscher, set three, got it! Zach Holscher, and Coog, if he's going to contribute, this game might be done, because he can kill you. 54-34, 14:50 to go in the game. Ethan Anderson. Now Ullman will penetrate. Ullman right to the rim. Another layup. He's just running right around the Jays.
And all of a sudden, Lake Crystal is going to the hole, and it's becoming easy.
54-36. Jays got to get a body in front of some people. Duran Russell. Russell penetrates. Spins. Russell out on the wing. Onstead sets. Three. Wish. What a rebound, Duran. Finds Onstead, ball loose, stolen away. Turnover on the Jays, and down court goes Weens and lays it in. Off of the missed shot, Weens with the bucket, and it's 54-38. Timeout Jays, back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Our score, 54-38. Jays have led by as many as 22. Right now they lead by 16. And you got to believe, Coog, that the Knights, you know, they're going to have some kind of a run. Can you stand up to it and then push back?
Well, let's just say, Don, I don't feel like leaning back in my chair yet.
No. No. Not by a long shot. 14-20 to go in the ball game. Jays by 16. Duran, nice crossover to free throw line, picks up the dribble. Back to Keaton. Keaton in the corner, Holscher, open three, no. Rebound, grabbed by the Knights. And a whistle blows, they're going to call like a foul on the Jays. On the rebound, they're going to call Keaton with a holding. His fourth now, Coog. Thompson has four, and that could be the bugaboo right here. So two Jays have four team fouls. The team right now has three and a half. The Knights, Coog, nary a foul.
And that hurts because we don't have a deep bench.
Not at all, especially all of our bigs. And Keaton, he's a long player. Anderson in the corner for Brockman. Brockman pushes off again, Coog, no call. Anderson right back to Brockman. Brockman into the corner now, Weans underneath to Brockman. Brockman powers it up, good. And it's 54-40, and they've cut it down to 14. They've knocked eight off the lead. Demarius across the timeline. Now Duran left wing in the corner. Holscher, three, shot blocked. And here comes the Knights the other way. Anderson, Mason Anderson. His ball stolen away by Hiller. And here comes Hiller the other way. Back to Onstead. Onstead. Now Holscher. Holscher to Duran. Duran. He'll penetrate. Duran. Left hand. Up and in. Wow. Duran Russell goes up and goes to the left hand. That was ridiculous. 56-40. 12:55 to go in the game. Here comes Anderson to the baseline. He just fell down and lost it, and they're going to give the ball to the Knights.
Jays are back in a man now.
Boy, I thought right there, Coogie was last touched by the Knights.
Yep. Yeah.
Lead at 16. 12:52 remaining. Donway Dale Kuyath, Crew 92.1 FM and Crew92.com, home of your Jays, trying to get to the section final. Here's a pass underneath, and that one hit by Duran. And hit by Omen, and then rolls out of bounds. Ninth turnover on the Knights.
I didn't think I'd say this, Don, but I think the Jays are better playing man tonight. They're more aggressive, and they're anticipating better. They get a little too relaxed when they sit in that zone.
Yeah, you might be right. Duran crossed the timeline, 12:40 remaining. Jays have led. It was 7-2, and then the Jays went on an 18-4 run, and they have control. Duran, now Onstead. Bounce pass Duran in the paint. Corner, Holscher gets off the three. No. Long rebound run down by Weans. Weans will bring it across the timeline. Weans, he'll step back. Long three. Got it. And Coog, they're kind of back in it now. It's 13. 56-43. You knew the Knights would have something. Here's Duran. Thought about taking a three. Passed it up. Gets it to Hiller. Hiller back to Duran. Corner. Holscher. Three. That was Onstead. Excuse me. Shot no good. Rebound grab by the Knights. And the Jays have gone cold. Up court comes Brockman. Brockman. Weans for three. No. Rebound Demarius. What a rebound as he elevates over a defender. Flying up the right side comes Demarius. He'll get right back to the middle of the court. Hands it to Duran. Right back to Marius. Long three. That one no good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Knights. Nope. Now they give it to the, like Crystal Welcome Memorial.
We've forgotten all about now our ball movement and our penetrating. We're just settling for long threes.
Yeah, they've cut it from 22 to 13. And Coog, deep down, you kind of knew this game was going to get closer. Just they always do. They just always do. 11:25 to go. Brockman underneath to Ullman. He missed the layup, got his own rebound, puts it back. That no good. And the other rebound grab by Demarius, and then a whistle blows. Boy, Coog, they called that whistle well after the play was over. Wow. And they're going to call that on Duran. His second personal, fourth team. And guess what, Coog? The Knights still have yet to commit a foul. 56-43. Knights have climbed back in this thing. And Weans will inbound to Brockman. And Hiller trying to defend. Reached in and fouled him. And that'll be team foul five. and Hiller will pick up the foul. And Coog, they're going to be at the line a lot here.
For a lot of game.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, Coog, they could have Brockman for four fouls right now because he extends that arm every time. But such as it is, Hiller fouled him again. What was he doing there? That's team foul six. And Robrand will come in, Hiller will come out.
And they'll switch to a 2-3 now.
But right there, Coog, I don't know what he was doing. That was a silly foul. Well, they'll get it in to Ullman. And the Jays piling up the fouls. They have six. The Knights have none. Here's Goringer. Picks up the dribble. Right wing, Weans. Baseline, Brockman. Brockman back to Weans. Weans, Ullman. Ullman in the corner. Goringer, three. No. Rebound, Ullman. Boy, nice rebound as he outlets. Here's Goringer. Corner, three ball. That one's good. And the lead is down to 10, 56-46. It was once 22. Do the Jays have what it takes? Cool guy asked you, do they have what it takes to stand up to a run? And the Knights fans have gone crazy. Here's Russell, pull up, free throw line, no. Rebound, Robrand tips it to Demarius. Boy, where was Robrand? Got hung over the back there, no call. Here's pass underneath to Ansa, nice catch. Corner to Holscher. Holscher picks up the dribble. Holscher pass stolen away, threw it away. Down court comes Brockman, and Demarius took it away from him and it out of bounds. No call either way. It will be Knights ball. And the game has got very chaotic. What are you seeing?
I see us really cooling off on our shots, and Lake Crystal taking it to the hole like they should.
10-10 to go. It's a 10-point game. Brockman, corner, Goringer, another three, count it. Jack Goringer back-to-back threes, and it's down to seven. Timeout Jays. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Seca Blue Jay basketball.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
Well, Jays led by 22, and now the lead is 7. And what has happened, Coog, is the Jays, the ball movement has disappeared. The penetration has disappeared. Defensively, they're allowing the Knights to just roam the paint, you know, like a lion out wandering through the tundra. And they're imploding a bit. They need to calm down and just get back to what got them there.
Yeah, they got to keep the Knights from getting the ball inside because they're kicking it out and getting wide open threes when they do. And we've got to move the ball. We're just coming down like we do when we get in a rut, one pass and fire a three. We've got to let the Russells try and take it to the hoop.
Well, here goes Duran. He tries. He missed it. Got it. Stolen ball on the floor. Jump ball arrow. I think the jump ball will go to Asika. Jake Thompson with four fouls. Coog quickly back in the game. And Robrand will come out. Remember, Laird Keaton, Coog, was really important in a lot of these areas. He's got four as well. And guess what? The Knights still don't have a foul this half. Come on. They'll inbound to Holscher. Onstead, left wing, almost lost it, got it back. Now Holscher to Duran. Duran surveys. Russell puts it on the floor. He throws up a runner, no good, and a foul. Hey, Coog, a foul. And he'll shoot a pair, about 63% from the line. And he got that first step, nice lean in, but But again, Coog, he's not getting to the rim. The Knights are doing a good job of stopping them from getting close.
Yeah, their big people step in and stop him.
Yeah. So we'll see if Duran can get the Jays back rolling again. And he gets the first one. He has been so clutch at the line. And remember, folks, this guy's a sophomore. Robrand's going to come in. And I think Thompson will take a break. And boy, Coog, all the bigs with a bunch of fouls. And that one, no good. Rebound grab by Ullman. Ullman hands to Brockman. Ullman, left wing Goringer, a couple of big threes here this half. He'll penetrate, picks up the dribble, and he traveled. Yep, he did.
I was watching Seth. One official was over here, and Seth with the old one foul a half, the way they play. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. How many did they have in the first half? I think they had four in the first half, though. Well, turnover number 10 on the Knights. Jays by 8, 57-49. Harnstedt, three, no. Rebound tipped, and grabbed by the Knights. They'll take it the other way with the basketball, Gengler. Now Ullman, baseline, swoops him with the left-hand shot, good, and they're going to call a foul on Holscher. As Ullman went flying in with the left hand, laid it in and got fouled. I don't know, Coog, did you see if Holscher had position under there?
I couldn't see it. It was on that far end line. I couldn't see if he was leaning or not.
57-51 lead. Now it's 6 after being at 22. And here goes Ullman for the three-point play, the old-fashioned kind. No. Rebound grab by Keaton, and Keaton playing with four. Thompson with four. A lot of guys with four. Demarius Russell. Left wing Duran. Duran will penetrate. Duran to the rim. Missed the shot. Missed the finger roll. Rebound grab by the Knights. Jays by 6. Here's Demarius. Almost a steal. Ball is tipped. Last touched by the Knights. Yep. Good job by Demarius.
Yeah, he got the deflection. Yep. And
and Ullman fumbled with it.
Yeah, Ullman tried to get it before it went out of bounds and fumbled it.
Well, they inbound Duran, right back to Onstead. 8.5 to go here in this one. Jays by 6 in this subsection final. It's been a good one. Duran, left wing Onstead. Onstead.
Traveled.
No, they're going to call a plow over foul.
Good, because
hey,
he
on
traveled.
Anderson. Yeah, he did, but Anderson ran right over the top of Keaton, and that's the second foul on the Knights. The Jays have 7. Thompson will come in. Hiller will come out. I think Hiller has 4 too, doesn't he?
I'm not sure
or
if
3.
He does.
Yeah. We have a bunch of guys with boatloads of fouls. Jays by 6. They led by 22. The Knights have made a furious comeback. Jays trying to hang on. 8:25 to go. So much basketball left to be played. Don White, Dale Kuyak, Crew 92.1 FM, Crew92.com. Winner of this one has Belle Plaine in the finals Thursday. Onstead goes baseline. Out top, Thompson. Right wing, Keaton. Corner for Demarius. Demarius, a three. No. I don't know. That was not a good shot.
Not a good at all.
Rebound grabbed by Brockman. He'll bring it the other way. Brockman. Hands to Goringer. Goringer. Floater in the lane. Way short. Rebound Brockman. Narsimi Ullman. A shot Brockman. His three no good. So both shots fail. And the Jays come away with the ball. Leading by 6. Duran. Now to Keaton. Keaton in the corner. Onstead lets a guy fly by. Penetrates. Top off the glass. No. Rebound Thompson. Messles it out of there. Thompson to Duran. DeMar Duran, three, got it! Wow! Wide open, and Duran just let it rip. 60-51. Big job by Jake Thompson on the glass. Here's a pass almost stolen by Demarius. Rolls out of bounds, still will be Knights ball. Robrand in. Boy, that Seth's really had to work the substitution pattern tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah, it was. two or three guys with four fouls. That, like we've always said about Seth, you don't sit down until there's 4 minutes left. He sneaks you in for a minute and then pulls you back out.
Well, we have a discussion here at the discussion here at the table. I don't know what it's about, Coug.
I don't either.
I don't know if they're discussing who has how many fouls. I thought maybe. But it's, I don't know if it's a discussion on who fouled who, or if one of the Jays has five fouls. I don't know. 60-51, I do know that. The Knights have the ball, I do know that.
We miss the big scoreboard in action, Don.
We really do.
Yes, the points and the fouls,
and the fouls.
We know for sure.
Well, that's, there's seven fouls. Oh, I think they were saying it was on Keaton first, but it's actually on Onstead, so Keaton gets to stay in the game. So, yeah, so that's what it was. But Laird is playing with four. 60-51, 7:25 to go, and we're back in action. Right wing to Ullman. Corner, Goringer. Back to Ullman. Back to Goringer. Bounce pass, baseline, Brockman. Double team. Ullman cuts to the hoop and lays it in again. Coogie's done that entire half.
Yeah, too easy. The Jays should know he's coming down the middle when the ball goes to a wing.
Just getting there. Demarius, now Duran. Duran backs up, resets the offense. 20 on the shot clock. Here's Onstead. Will penetrate. Onstead to the hoop. Shot no good, but he got fouled. That was a really good move by Karsten. He had a little window on the baseline, and he took it.
Well, I like to see him and Holscher both go to the basket one while instead of just camping in
the
corner.
Well, if you have a head fake, Coug, these guys are going to fly by like a jet fighter because they think you're going to shoot the three.
Yep.
Onstead's free throw. Good. He is a really, really good free throw shooter, Carson, but 80%. And, Coug, he's the guy that you really want at the line. As Coach Anderson, Coug, I'm so impressed by the substitution pattern. In, out, moving guys, defensive, offensive. It's been terrific. 61-53, Onstead can push it back to 9, and he does. He is silky smooth at the line. Down to 6:55 remaining. Winner again gets Bell Plain Thursday night at 8 right here for a state title berth. Corner Goringer. Now Ullman. Brockman posting up around Robrand. He muscled right through him, and they're going to call a foul on Robrand. Coug, are you kidding me?
Well, that's where they want to go, to get Brockman the ball on the in the paint, because he is
Coug,
tough to
stop. What
about
that elbow, though?
No, they aren't going to call that. They haven't called it all night.
Well, for crying out loud. And Brockman, maybe that's some type of karma. He missed the free throw. Hey.
We talked him out of that one, Doug.
We did. We did a heck of a job. Brockman's second free throw. We didn't talk him out of. He made that one. 62-54. Lead at 8. 6:35 to go. Don't go anywhere. This one's tight. A lot of fun. 6.5 remaining. Duran free throw line. Nothing there. Back to Onstead. Three ball way off the mark. And the rebound taken down by Anderson for the Knights. They trail by 8.
We don't need to shoot it that quick.
You really don't. We don't even get down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Goringer is a couple of threes. Now Anderson, Demarius almost with a steal and almost a foul. Here's Ullman, Mason Anderson, corner Goringer. They close on him nice. Anderson cross court to Ethan. Now back to Mason in the paint. Ullman spin move into the corner. Three ball. Anderson got it.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Play such good defense and then give up a three at the end.
That's hard. That was just really good ball movement. In the lead at 5. They've come all the way back to cut it to 5. Here's Duran. Thought about a step back. Now penetrates. Floater in the paint. Partially blocked. Robrand gets the rebound. Put back. Got fouled. Didn't make the shot, but he was right there. And Andrew will go to the line for some free throws. Anderson picked up his third, team fourth.
Robrand
at the line. He's about 44%. Not a great free throw shooter. And he knocks it down. Nicely done.
When Demarius or Duran get by their men and take it to the hoop, you see three guys come together for Lake
Doesn't
Crystal.
Doesn't that mean somebody else is open, or am I just drunk? What's going on here? Robrand hit the first one. How about that? Oh, I thought he knocked down the second one. It looked good. But Ullman ripped down the board. Lead at six. 63-57. Ullman free throw line. Steps around Robrand. Missed the layup. Robrand muscles down the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on the Knights. And it's going to be on Ullman.
How does Ullman get to the hoop so easily every time?
And they got to break that time, Cool, because he missed the left-handed finger roll. 5:29 remaining, 6-point lead for the Jays. Russell, 5:27 remaining. Duran up the left side. Checks the signal from Coach Anderson to get the play call. Now he'll work left side of the floor. Backs up and resets. Onstead right wing. Back to Duran. They got to get the ball in Demarius's hands, Cool. Here's Duran.
He hasn't touched it for about five times down the floor.
Now he has it. Here's the junior, Rudd Demarius. Boy, they are double teaming him. And he'll double step through a couple of defenders, throw up a wild off-balance shot, rebound grabbed by Brockman, and he traveled. He did. He got the rebound, but he traveled. And I'll tell you what, Coach Anderson helped the official a lot on that call.
Well, he needs some help sometime, Don. That's all right.
He was right there to give him his opinion. But he did. I mean, he grabbed the rebound and fell backwards three steps. I mean, it wasn't really that hard a call. Demarius. Got to get the ball in. Gets it to Ethan Hiller. Bounce pass, Onstead. Russell steps back. Now Onstead. Thought about a three. Penetrates. And he loses the basketball on the way. Just lost it. Turnover on the Jays. Down court comes Ethan Anderson for the Knights. Anderson in the corner. Goringer. Ullman. Double team. Throws up a left-handed baby hook. No good. Thompson. Nice rebound. He's just posting up all night long.
Yep.
Duran will work across the timeline. Gets through Weems.
But need the a MSU bucket. Logo. Need a bucket.
Here's Thompson underneath Onstead. Oh, and his pass to Hiller was cut into the hoop. Went right beyond the outstretched hands. Turnover seven or nine on the Jays. I'll tell you what, Coog, he catches that. I think he has an easy layup. 63-57. These two teams have fought hard. Jays had the big lead, and the Knights have brought it all the way back. Goringer. Across the timeline. Now Weems. Corner Anderson. Anderson to Weems. Back to Anderson. Ethan Anderson. Weems. Back to Anderson. And now Ullman. Baseline pass to Brockman right in front of the hoop, and he lays it in. Way too easy. Way too easy. In the backcourt, Demarius gets the ball, and the lead is now at four. Folks, it was 22 at one point. Demarius. He'll penetrate, nothing there. Corner, Hiller. Hiller goes baseline, finds Keaton, three ball, corner, got it! That was huge, absolutely huge. Laird Keaton knocks her down, 66-59. Brockman to Ethan Anderson to answer, no! And Hiller with the big board. Hiller back to Demarius, and with 3:25 to go, Jays have the lead in the ball. Russell, cross half court, leading by seven, Duran. Boy, Coog, they sure do defer to Duran. A lot of your crunch time. Demarius, spin move. Demarius, left hand, way off the mark. Thompson, the rebound. Keaton, three, no. Weak side, Demarius with the rebound. And a ball selection is fouled. What a rebound by Demarius. And as he is trying to free himself underneath, the Knights reached in and fouled. 18 fouls on the Knights now, six on the Jays. Jays can shoot some free throws here pretty soon, too.
And that's nice to see, Don, seeing it was 6-0.
For a long time.
At one time.
Yeah. 7-point lead, Jays, just trying to hang on. 3:07 remaining. Demarius into Keaton. Keaton, turnaround, baby hook, got it, wow! Laird Keaton with his best Kareem impression, 68-59. 2:55 remaining. Ethan Anderson. Anderson. Now Mason Anderson and a timeout called by the Knights. We'll take one, two. Back in 30 seconds, Jays by nine, Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Our service spotlight for the month of March is on community pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online by the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service Spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
Well, this has been a wild one, Coug. The Knights took a really early 7-2 lead. Jays went on an 18-4 run, led by as many as 21. And then the Knights rallied it all the way back to 4. Now the Jays back to 9.
Just shows you how this game can change.
It's just, yeah, it's
20-point lead for Waseca at half. And Lake Crystal has worked their way right back into this.
2:50 to go. If the Jays can get Coug a couple really good possessions here.
They've got to cut off that middle and don't give layups.
Rockman, Ethan Anderson, Weems. Now Ullman, he's been a nightmare. Brockman, he'll penetrate. Brockman right to the front of the rim. Shot good, and he's fouled. Boy, he just went right into the paint, got fouled, and he's going to get a free throw.
Keaton's done.
And that's 5 on Laird.
You got to know that's coming. That's what the guy wants to do.
Laird finishes up with 10. And the lead at 7 can go to 6, and they don't have Keaton any longer. Coogan, he's tough defensively and gives him some spark on O. Brockman, no free throw. Rebound grabbed by the Knights. Boy, too many offensive boards. Maine Anderson to Weens. 7-point lead, Jays, but a very tenuous lead. Now Weens, right wing, and Mason Anderson. Top of the circle, Weens. 6 second shot clock. Weens has the ball stripped. 4 on the shot clock. Weens, he'll fire one up at the buzzer. No. Rebound put back is good by Brockman. Oh, for crying out loud, Coug. You just can't give that. Lead at 5. Demarius the other way. Boy, oh boy, they got the shot clock all the way down. Forced a bad shot, and they still get a bucket. Minute 55. Duran steps back, 68-63 Jays. Duran will penetrate to the rim. No good, but he gets hacked. Duran will shoot 2. Coug, the kid has supreme confidence. Just supreme confidence in his skill set to get past anybody.
He knows he can get to the hoop, and this is the time you've got to do that.
Well, that's team foul 7 on the Knights. And he'll get 2 shots, so they're just going to send everybody down to the other end of the floor and let Duran shoot by himself. No good. So here's the second big free throw. All the free throws, everything now is huge. Everything is huge. And that one way short.
Them.
Oh, boy. And now they can cut it to a 1-possession game here. Lead at 5, 68-63, buck 40 to go. Gehringer, Weens, back to Gehringer, almost threw it away. Gehringer, his pass to Ullman. Ullman, on the wing, Anderson, baseline Brockman. He's too tough there. Missed the little bunny, though.
Hold up short.
Yeah, way short, and Duran got the rebound, and Brockman fouls him in the backcourt and got away with it. Now here's Duran, pass to Thompson, back to Demarius. Coogie absolutely clubbed him in the backcourt. Nothing. Here's Demarius. He'll float to the hoop. All the way to the window. Shot good and a foul. Demarius Russell right at you. Woo! And he'll look for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Gehringer picked up his second, team's 8th. And Coug, I think Demarius with 24. Yeah. Make it 25. And Demarius Russell. Huge possession. Minute 9 to go. Jays by 8. Brockman. Now Weens. Skip pass. Cross court to Brockman. Corner. Gehringer. Gehringer to Brockman. Brockman, corner, Anderson, three ball. No! Rebound, Russell. Now, Jays need a good possession. 50 seconds to go. Durant followed in the backcourt by Weems. Well, Coop, free throw shooting contest right now.
You can bury him if you make it.
You bury him. Jays lead by 8. Coogie can take a 10-point lead here with 47 seconds to go.
And Durant just missed, too. He's got to suck it up and drain these things.
Well, you know, he's the kind of kid, Coogie probably wants another crack at it. Russell. Yeah. There you go. There you go, sophomore. Ice water in ye old veins. 72-63. Second offering. No. Well, you got 1 of 2. Lead at 9. This is Ullman. 40 seconds. Ullman. Brockman, he's got a jack of 3. No. Rebound grabbed underneath. It's loose. Ball on the ground. And the Jays, I think, are going to have it, and they call a timeout. Wow. Thompson got on the floor and calls a timeout, laying on the floor. And the Jays have the ball. Timeout. Back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Jays leading by 9, 32.2 to go. And Coog, do you think they foul right away if we get the ball in?
I think so, yeah. The only chance you have.
Yeah.
So and they Thompson. Might foul Durant. He's 1 for 4 his last 2 times there.
Well, it's a possibility. Thompson's got to get the ball in.
Get it in.
And he does. He gets it to Durant. Durant, he's going to be followed by Weems with 30 seconds to go. And Coog, you can end this at the free throw line.
Yep, no doubt.
Right now it's a 3-possession game. You can make it, obviously, a 4-possession game with 1 free throw.
And so, only 30 seconds. That's tough to get 4
by the way, that's the 10th foul, Coog. He gets 2.
2, that helps
now,
too.
Huge. So Duran, who's been at the line a lot, we need some free throws here. Oh, that's beautiful. And the lead back to 10 with 30 seconds to go. Second offering by the super sophomore Duran Russell. Yes. And away we go. Lead at 11. They'll get it into Brockman. Brockman, cross court, Anderson, and Anderson bounce pass to nowhere. He threw it away. He thought he had a teammate in the corner, Coog, and he threw it away. Jays have the ball and an 11-point lead. 26 seconds to go. Thompson, got to get the ball in. Looking, gets it in. Nope, ball stolen by Weems. Turnover, Jays. 22 seconds to go. Here's a pass stolen by Durant. Anderson threw it right to Russell, and Ethan Anderson's going to follow Duran and Coop. That will seal the deal.
I will lean back in my chair now, Don.
Wow. How about that? The Blue Jays on the verge of a stunner. Here we go, Durant, who has spent a lifetime at the line. Free throw, good. And the Jays' mass substitution. Wow. How about this shocker in Mankato? A stunner.
We love tournament time, don't we, Dan?
We love it. Absolutely love it. 75-63. And here's Ron. Why not?
And Thursday night, Don, this Blue Jay team has a chance to win 20 and go to state. How about that?
How about 20 for Durant? 76-63, 14 seconds to go. The final countdown, and the Jays just playing it out. Here's a shot fired up by the Knights. No good. Rebound. 3-2-1. And how about that? A stunner in Mankato. Number one seed gone. Number two moving on. Thursday night, the Jays play for a state tournament berth. Final score, Waseca 76. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 63. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcasts on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contracts required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome back. Don White, Dale Kuyov here in Mankato as your victorious 2AA South subsection champ. Blue Jays moving on with a right to play for a state tournament on Thursday night. Let's run through the stats. First of all, for your Jays, Demarius Russell. He was the Willow Russells again, were a wrecking group. 25 for Demarius, 20 for Duran. Keaton with 10, 15 for Carson Onstead. Robrand with 1, Holscher with 7, and Ethan Hiller with 1. The Jays were 10 of 28 in the half, 35%, 26 of 59 overall, 44%. They were 14 of 21 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 10 times. For the Knights of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, Brockman with 18, 17 for Ullman, Anderson, Ethan at 5, 2 for Mason Anderson, Weens with 13, 6 for Goringer, and 2 for Gingler. The Knights were 16 of 31 in that half, 51%. 25 of 57 overall, 43%. They were 5 of 13 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 12 times. They did outscore the Jays 40-32 in that second half, but the Jays, they hang on, they fight off the furious comeback, and they win by 13, 76-63, and they've got more hardware in the trophy cabinet with the win. Coop?
Well, the Jays out-rebounded Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial by one each half. 17-16 the first half, 20-19 the second half, giving them a 37-35 advantage for the game. Waseca 11 offensive, 26 defensive for their 37 boards. Lake Crystal 12 offensive, 23 defensive for their 35 boards. For the Jays, three men had 7 rebounds. Thompson, Demarius Russell, Deron Russell all had 7 boards for the Jays. Keaton and Robrand both pulled down 5, and Hulsher, Onstead, and Hiller had 2 apiece. 37-35, the Jays won the boards.
So, Coog, now your Jays go to 19-10, and like you said, hey, we can have another 21 year. The Knights of Lake Crystal Memorial, Welcome Memorial, they finish up 24-5. And how about this, Coog? In the last 3 years, the Knights have 73 wins and never made a state tournament.
And I bet
they're shocked
about this one, because
they're stunned.
The last 2 years, Maple River had excellent teams.
Yeah, they did.
And beat them. Now, all of a sudden, you're having another good year. You're playing a team that you handled in the season. You're planning on going against Bell Plain for a championship and a trip to state. And they are done, going home.
Yeah, that's a stunning stat. 73 wins and not a tournament to show. That's, in fact, they didn't make out of the subsection. They never made it out of the subsection. So, amazing. But you got to tip your cap. That's a heck of a good run for that group. But now, Coog, let's turn back to our Blue Jays. This team came out. Somebody forgot to tell them they didn't have a chance against Lake Crystal, because they came out and they went right. If it was a boxing match, they went right after their nose from the very first minute. And they punched him right in the face over and over and got that big lead. And, well, it was enough, Coog, to hold them off. And then, you know, they managed to hang in there during the fast and furious comeback and ended up pulling away at the end. I mean, it says a lot. This team is resilient. We've talked about that a lot. And they showed it again tonight. They just are resilient in so many different forms.
Well, that start was so good to see, because I think we've said 3 games in a row now we've dug holes and haven't started out sharp. They came out tonight aggressive. They were knocking down shots. They were anticipating on defense, doing a great job. They were forcing Lake Crystal into turnovers, and that's a team that doesn't make a lot of turnovers.
Nope.
And we were getting turnovers against them, so a great start. Hopefully we can come out the same way Thursday night.
Yeah. Yeah, let's. So now, Coog, we look at the matchup. I want to get Seth over here, but he missed my wave. So now, Coog, let's look at the matchup. You've got Bell Plain, extremely good team, number one seed in their half. They beat the Jays by 1 earlier, but they beat them without Demarius. They handled a pretty good Glencoe Silver Lake team tonight. They do have some size, that Bell Plain team does. I don't know if they have the shooters that Lake Crystal does, but you and I both watched them. It's an intriguing matchup.
Well, they have some size, but it's the 6'2", 6'3", size. It's not the 6'7", 6'8", size.
Yeah.
So it should be a very even matchup height-wise. I noticed Bell Plain played zone just about the entire game. I think the Jays will like to see that, because they know they're going to get some open three-point shots against the zone, and they've got to, again, be able to knock them down. Defensively, I think the Jays can play their man-to-man and play them well. You can bet they're going to be hounding young Sparby, who is the main ball player for Bell Plain, and one of the Russells will be on him, and he hasn't faced quickness like that. So,
no.
I think it's a good match for the Jays. I really do.
Yeah, and Coach Paul Fogarty is definitely You know, he's going to be thinking all night long here, how do I stop again? How do I stop the Russells? And against JWP, they have 49. And here against Lake Crystal, they have 45. So they've just been a wrecking crew, Coop, just a wrecking crew. And anybody they play, they can, with the ball in their hand, they've got an advantage.
Well, like we said, we haven't seen any defenders yet that can play them one-on-one and stay with them. They will get to the hoop. If you got some people, Lake Crystal did a good job of stepping in when they got there, because normally they'll slice it all the way to the basket, but you can't stop those two one-on-one from penetrating and going to the hole.
Well, here we go again, Coug. How about it?
Seth.
You get Seth. Well, we're trying to get Coach Anderson over here, but he's doing his newspaper
interview. Yeah, Chad Courier, C-Square, jumped in there to get him.
We'll try to get him, though, as we'll kind of hang on here for a moment. It'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun on Thursday night. I do suggest you get here early because it's going to be a huge crowd. And here comes Coach Anderson. Let's get him on the mic here and talk a little bit about this amazing game and a little bit about the matchup. So, well, Coach Hardy, congratulations. That was tremendous. So take us through this thing. In that first half, for lack of a better term, you punched them right in the mouth. You kept going at them. You were penetration. You got the big lead, and then, you know, like a champion does or a good team, they closed it, but you managed to stay poised enough. So take us through the difference between getting that big lead and then what happened and then at the end.
I think you just summed it up really well.
Oh, right? I tried. Right, there you go.
That was awesome.
Well, I do what I can.
You know, one of the things I was really happy with, you know, we haven't always taken as good a shots as we would like throughout the season. I thought our shot selection and our ability to come to a jump stop, I thought we played under control better tonight than we have in a long time. And, you know, it kind of starts with the Russell brothers with their dribble penetration, and those two guys played out of their minds. I mean, Demarius, that might have been the best 10 minutes of basketball the end of the first half there. We really haven't seen him play like that since he's come back from his injury. So
he looked healthy, by the way.
He picked a good time to choose to have a Demarius Russell game. I really liked what we did defensively in the first half. It's one of those things where if you play a zone long enough, they kind of start to figure it out.
Yeah.
And they did start to figure it out against us. And, you know, they have so many shooters, and we got in such bad foul trouble that we had a little trouble throwing big bodies at them in the lane. And we didn't do a very good job of walling up. We kind of just TP fouled them and reached in and got arms a lot on drives. But I thought first half, I mean, we kind of played our man, played our zone, and I really liked the job that we did. I thought we rebounded the ball really well in the first half.
We did. So you put the number one seed behind you. I think that's a very good basketball team, and you just dispatched them. So now you got another number one seed. You had a chance. We both showed up early, and you had a chance to watch. So kind of some early returns on a little bit of this matchup coming up.
Yeah, you know, Belle Plaine was one of those games that we felt like we let get away early in the year. You know, I think it was Demarius's third or fourth game back.
Yep.
And we had, I think it was about a seven-point lead with about 3 minutes to go. And whatever could go wrong went wrong. And, you know, we just didn't make enough plays, and they made plays. And it's one of those things where, you know, you just want that opportunity again. We kind of talked a lot during the year. He said, you know, if there's two teams we want a chance at again, it's Lake Crystal and Belle Plaine. And obviously in that first game, Belle Plaine looked great.
Yeah, they did look good.
They're playing their best basketball of the year right now. But I think we are too after tonight.
Yeah.
If we can play like that and Belle Plaine can play like they did in the first game, we're in for a really good section final here.
Yeah, and it's a 8 o'clock tip on Thursday night. Get here early. It should be a blast. Your crowd was big tonight, Seth, which I know your kids fed off of, and it's only going to get bigger on Thursday night. And, you know, I can't encourage Blue Jay Nation enough to get out here and support. If you can, of course, we'll have it on the air. But congrats to your kids. They just stepped up. They stunned a team that did not think they were going home tonight, and your kids move on. Congratulations. It was a by you, your coaching staff, and the kids, tremendous.
Yeah, program-wide, we're really proud, and I thought we had some really good practice days leading into today, and it kind of came to fruition today. And that just goes to show, you know, if you prepare well,
yes,
you always have a chance. And I thought we prepared really well. And, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. One of the things about playing in playoff games, the more people you have there and the more the momentum feeds and more times they hear that crowd cheering for them, the better option, that the better chance we have of pulling it out. So, Blue Jay Nation, I know we haven't been, you know, the greatest basketball team all year long. We've had our ups and downs, but, hey, section finals is a section finals, and we're going to need Blue Jay Nation in full force. We've got to flood the – I don't want to see any red in the stands. I don't want to see that Belle Plaine Tiger red dominating the blue wave. We got to get that Blue Jay Nation going.
So, there you go. A call to arms by our own Seth Anderson. Seth, congrats. We'll see you Thursday night.
Can't wait.
There
Blue Jays.
All righty, there he is, head coach Seth Anderson, as we head to this to on the doorstep of another state tournament. And if you'd have thought that at the beginning of the year, you thought it. Maybe you thought, well, do the Jays have a chance, Coog? You might have thought that. And you and I said, you know what? This section is winnable. There's not a team like the Jays were 3 years ago where every other team went, we're not going to touch them, and nobody even touched us.
And, Don, what a lot of people don't know is three or four weeks ago, Don White said, I think Waseca is not a team that anybody wants to play at tournament time. Boy, are you becoming a wizard.
I'm trying, yep. Like I said, this team can be a nightmare. And guess what they were tonight? They were exactly that. They were a nightmare. And they were terrific. Bringing it home and moving on to the cusp of Coug yet another state tournament.
Wow, isn't that something? Yeah. Halfway through the year, we thought, oh, my gosh, I hope we can just break even for the year. And we're a chance to be a 21 team again. That's just unbelievable.
Well, it sure was fun tonight. Hey, we got to pass along thank yous to Jake back at the studio. His engineering wizardry, again, fantastic. Back to Coug, the number one color guy there is, period. Of course, thanks to our sports boosters. You got to patronize those businesses. We couldn't do without them. And thanks to you for tuning in. It was a thriller here at Bresnan Arena in Mankato. Jays moving on to the section championship as they tangle with Belle Plaine Thursday night. You and I will hit the airwaves somewhere around 7:30 pregame, and then tip off somewhere around 8 o'clock, kind of in that range, with Waseca Belle Plaine Thursday night for the crown of Section 2 AA. For Dale Kuyath, I'm Don White. Final score, Blue Jays 76, Lake Crystal Walker Memorial 63. Go Blue Jay Nation. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Paston Present Antiques, and RE/MAX Masters. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming here on Crew Country 92.1 FM.